I've heard that called locked bowels
by some old people.
Oh, he had locked bowels.
Mm-hmm. Well, people died of locked bowels, and it was peritonitis that set in after it was... Mm-hmm. Yeah, this locked bowel when I was a boy, that was a common term. And I guess there wasn't really any such thing as that. I don't know if there is or not.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it keeps going round and round and round in your stomach and you know you're not going to be able to keep it down, somebody says, what's the matter with you? You say,
my stomach is upset.
Uh-huh. What would you have said, oh, say, 20 years ago? Would you use something like, I'm sick, and then say, where are you sick?
Oh, it might be. I might have just said at that age, I just plain got the bellyache or something like that.
And then if you can't keep it down, you say you're going to have to...
vomit?
Uh-huh. Was the expression sick to your stomach or sick at your stomach ever used?
They were both used. Sick at the stomach, sick to your... sick at the stomach. I don't think sick to stomach. Mm-hmm.
It's hard when I ask you one of two, isn't it? That's why I'm wandering around this devious route. Let's see, when a boy is courting a girl, then he's called her what?
Suitor.
And she is his?
Girlfriend.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says yes, then you'd call him her
fiancé.
Uh-huh. But if she says no, you'd say that she did what?
She turned him down.
Mm-hmm. And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom
is the best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride?
I guess it's bridesmaid. I don't know. They have so many of them now that were years ago it was a bridesmaid, but anymore they have attendance of...
And what was the traditional garb for the bride, for the groom, I'm going to say? What did he generally wear, or what did he generally buy for the wedding to wear?
He ordinarily, in my time, he just wore a plain old business suit.
Uh-huh. Would he use, generally try to get a new one?
Nearly always, yes. Always wore a new suit.
What do you call it when you buy a new suit and the man goes around, checks your shoulders and makes marks there and checks the waist and back? Say you're having a suit what?
Tailored.
Well, if it's ready-made.
Fitted.
After a wedding, do they still have, well, do these people still go and visit the bride and groom with all sorts of noise-making instruments?
Chivalry is pretty well over. There is a little of it done right amongst the closest friends. Mm-hmm. It's more a housewarming than a chivalry that we knew in my younger days.
Mm-hmm. Were dances common here in the early days?
No.
That's later?
I'll say when I would go early days, I think early days the house dances were awful common. Mm-hmm. And then there was a period when they were kind of dropped.
Mm-hmm. If you went to a house dance by yourself and your girl was there by herself, what might you ask her? Or you knew she had to get home by
herself. Can I take you home?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard carry you home?
I've heard it, but then never used it.
That's a good Southern expression. If a boy starts to school and doesn't make it and goes fishing instead, what would you say he'd done?
He's playing hooky.
But he should go to school to get his